Progress in LLM reasoning and quantization. Recent developments in large language model, LLM reasoning, have focused on tuning the balance between speed and accuracy, an ever-present challenge for deploying AI in production. One experiment with Qwen34B AWQ explored replacing the all-or-nothing approach to LLM reasoning with a staged reasoning proxy. Instead of letting the model reason indefinitely, leading to unpredictable response times, this method applies a series of budget nudges. The AI receives an initial ideal thinking time, soft and hard warnings as the budget depletes, and if necessary, forced completion. The results are promising. Staged reasoning enables a controllable trade-off between accuracy and predictability. For example, the Big Thinker configuration recovers 93% of full reasoning accuracy while halving the worst-case response time. Conversely, Quick Thinker is 82% faster than full reasoning, with only a modest drop in accuracy. Notably, the way the token budget is allocated matters less than its total size, an insight that simplifies deployment choices. Quantization, the process of compressing model weights for efficient inference, also remains a hot topic, especially as models balloon in size. Testing on Shiza V2-405B, a massive JAEN multilingual model, revealed that certain quantization formats, notably IQ3M, Q4KM, and Q80G GIFs, deliver nearly the same downstream performance as full-precision FP16, with only a 1% average drop. Interestingly, some XS quantizations underperform relative to their M counterparts, cautioning against assuming smaller is always better. The advice: test quantization schemes on your actual tasks, but for most users, the right quantization can save enormous resources without a meaningful loss in quality. Mistral's Magistral Small 25.6 GF model brings practical reasoning to the local AI scene. With 24B parameters and a recommended 40K context window, it's compact enough for a single GPU, yet supports extended reasoning chains. Its GGUF quantization enables efficient on-device use, and Mistral encourages community feedback to further refine the quantization ecosystem. Local inference, tools, and hardware realities. Running LLMs locally continues to challenge even seasoned users, with compatibility and consistency issues across tool chains. One user's experience highlights the persistent struggle. After switching from an NVIDIA 4090 to an AMD 7900 XT, they encountered limited support from common inference tools. While frameworks like Llama have simplified GPU acceleration for some, users report discrepancies in output, even when running the same GGF model with identical seeds and temperatures across Llama and Llama CPP. Such differences likely stem from subtle implementation details, e.g., tokenization, sampling algorithms, or random number generators, underscoring the importance of toolchain transparency and careful benchmarking. On the tool development front, the RVN Tools project has restructured into a modular CLI-oriented toolkit in Rust, designed for efficient conversion and handling of LLM formats. Its SafeTensor to GGF converter, memory-mapped operations, and plans for Python bindings reflect a growing trend toward open, performant, and local-first AI infrastructure. Features like tokenizer tooling and tensor validation are in the pipeline, promising a more robust ecosystem for those running models outside the cloud. Meanwhile, the release of Magistral Small 2506 GGUF and Chat.cpp's support for vision models like Fuyu 8B further expand the options for local inference, though support and compatibility remain uneven across platforms and models. Benchmarks: video, games, and embodied AI. Benchmarks continue to reveal the limitations of current AI, especially in domains that require true perception and reasoning. Video Game Bench, a new benchmark and codebase, tests vision language models, VLMs, on classic Game Boy and MS-DOS games, using only raw screen input, mirroring how a human would play. The results are sobering. The best model, Gemini, completes just 0.48% of the benchmark, exposing a vast gap between current VLMs and human-level play in even simple virtual environments. The benchmark's open source release invites the community to dig in, analyze failure cases, and track progress over time. Meta's VGEPA 2, a state-of-the-art video understanding model, pushes the frontier further. It's designed for video classification, retrieval, and as a video encoder for VLMs, supporting both video and image inputs with scalable data and model sizes. It can be integrated via Hugging Face's Transformers library, and its embeddings are intended to power downstream tasks requiring rich video representations. While technical details are sparse, the push toward large-scale, general-purpose video encoders marks a critical step for multimodal AI. On the embodied AI front, RoboBrain 2.0 claims to be the most powerful open-source embodied brain for multi-agent robotics. It advances multi-agent planning, spatial reasoning, and closed-loop execution, supporting multi-image, long video, and complex task instructions. While the technical report is still pending, the framework's focus on real-time structured memory and long-horizon planning is ambitious, and if realized, could set a new bar for open-source robotics intelligence. Diffusion, vision transformers, and 3D AI research. Formal research continues to blend generative modeling, computer vision, and efficient architectures. DAR, diffusion via autoregressive models, bridges the gap between diffusion models, which generate data by iterative denoising, and autoregressive transformers, which generate sequences token by token. DAR recasts pixel-level diffusion as sequential token generation using a Llama backbone and is actively being developed with improved tokenizers and high-resolution text-to-image capabilities. The open-source codebase invites exploration into how diffusion and autoregressive paradigms can be unified for image and video generation. In the realm of 3D vision, the on-the-fly NVS project introduces a fast 3D Gaussian splatting method for real-time scene reconstruction from unposed image sequences. By jointly estimating camera poses and reconstructing scenes, it makes novel view synthesis more accessible and efficient. The approach leverages fast pose initialization, direct primitive sampling, and scalable clustering, providing a practical tool for large-scale, real-time 3D reconstruction, an essential capability for robotics, AR/VR, and digital twins. On the practical machine learning side, a user training a vision transformer for fruit classification achieved a low 0.4% false prediction rate after heavy data augmentation. However, they are seeking further improvements in efficiency and accuracy, highlighting the ongoing challenge of optimizing transformer-based vision models for real-world datasets. Novel storage and memory for AI workloads. AI's hunger for memory and fast retrieval continues to drive innovation in storage. MemVid proposes a radical solution, encoding text data into video files, MP4, enabling sub-second semantic search across millions of text chunks. Unlike conventional vector databases that demand hefty RAM and storage, MemVid compresses entire knowledge bases into compact videos. It promises 10x storage efficiency, instant search, and an offline-first philosophy. No database servers required, just files. The project supports PDF import, natural language queries, and pluggable LLMs, making it a lightweight, CPU-friendly option for building searchable digital libraries, research archives, or AI assistants. While unconventional, the video as database approach could open new doors for scalable, portable AI memory, though real-world performance and robustness remain to be seen. Software engineering, system design, and Rust insights. The software stack for AI and distributed systems is in a state of constant evolution. A recent exploration of durable execution engines like Temporal traces their lineage from classic distributed transactions to modern event sourcing and saga patterns. The complexity of ensuring fault-tolerant, idempotent execution across microservices is non-trivial, and modern engines aim to abstract away much of this pain, providing a unified model for distributed state and retries. For engineers, understanding this evolution, spanning RPC, transactions, and event-driven architectures, remains essential for building reliable, scalable systems. Rust's learning curve is another recurring theme. Advice for newcomers: let the compiler be your teacher, not your adversary. Rust's lifetimes, ownership, and trait system force a mental shift, but embracing the borrow checker as a co-author helps expose design flaws early. The language's verbosity can be off-putting, especially for those from dynamic language backgrounds, but the payoff is safety and clarity. When code feels convoluted, it's often a signal to rethink the approach, the Rust way. Delving into Rust's async model, the latest installment of Async from Scratch demystifies associated types and pinning, core concepts for implementing futures and managing memory safely in asynchronous code. Associated types allow traits to specify output types, while pinning ensures that data doesn't move in memory, a necessity for certain concurrency patterns. Understanding these abstractions is key for anyone building high-performance async Rust applications. Section: Software, Engines, and Platform News. Sublime Text 4's latest build, 4200, introduces notable upgrades, phasing out Python 3.3 in favor of 3.8 and soon 3.13, improved multi-cursor performance, and expanded syntax support. Tomel, Zish. The editor is aligning plugin support with Python's own lifecycle, promising smoother transitions but dropping support for legacy operating systems. For developers reliant on automation or custom plugins, the move underscores the importance of tracking language and platform upgrades. In the game development arena, Karimbo emerges as a minimal yet modern 2D C++ 20 engine with Lua scripting, cross-platform deployment, including WebAssembly, and native Steam achievement support. Its MIT license and open-source codebase make it an attractive option for indie developers seeking high performance without heavyweight dependencies. Finally, on the science and hardware front, the story of the Perth Lowell Telescope Facility provides a historical lens on large-scale scientific infrastructure, reminding us that progress in technology, whether in AI or astronomy, is always built atop layers of ingenuity, collaboration, and sometimes sheer persistence.